This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 12:06 in the afternoon. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. And on today's show, we're asking you, what would you like to see continue post-COVID-19? Things like maybe QR check-ins, temperature checks, contactless deliveries, and other stuff like maybe work from home, online meetings, immunization passports, or, you know, just let us know. What would you like to see continue post COVID-19, because there's so many new things and we tend to forget that some of these things are not normal because we live in this sort of new norm. Things like contactless delivery, you know, it wasn't really a thing before COVID-19. It only kind of happened now. And I actually kind of love it. It minimizes the, you know, the, I guess the urgency for me to run down when, you know, the delivery person is here. Now it just feels like when I get a text, I can go and pick it up whenever I want to pick it up. So get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. It's at BFM Radio. And WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. You can get in touch and we'll discuss all that in just a bit, as well as a few more stories on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, launching shops, and a morale booster story during COVID-19. Something a company in India did that I think maybe one of the very, very, very few has done in this, you know, in light of this pandemic. It's an interesting story indeed. But here's the thing, though. Like, why I'm asking this question is because today when I was heading to your office, I realized that my what's important for me to bring when I step out of my house has actually changed completely. And, you know, we've done this change before. A few years ago, you can't leave your home without your wallet. And then, you know, you realize your mobile phone has become the number one priority itself, right? So your wallet has become secondary. You go like, yeah, I can leave my wallet at home, but I can't leave home without my mobile phone. But today it hit me that now something else has overtaken the mobile phone, and that is my face mask and gloves, especially when I'm, you know, going to grocery stores. And then I realized, like, wow, life has actually changed and I just don't notice it. So much so I didn't realize today's the first day I'm wearing a watch ever since we got back to work on Monday, because I've been forgetting. Like, I just feel there's just too many things. But the watch, I'm a person who loves watches and I always used to wear my watch. If I don't wear a watch, I feel something's missing. I didn't notice it.
It was missing.
That it was missing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today I realized, wow, so I actually forgot my wearing a watch for the past 3 days.
Your checklist has expanded to a point where
it's way too much. And then you realize when you're driving and you get into your destination, for us it's in the office, and you park the car at the basement and you get up, there are new things that we never used to go through before. Things like temperature checks, then you got QR check-ins, and then it's also how and, you know, where you stand in the lift and you know, the social distancing or physical distancing in that sense, right? You cannot be, you know, too close when you're lining up, or, you know, when you go out to step out to get your lunch or your dinner, you know, you got to queue up again, and then you got to fill up a form, and you got to write your name and your phone number. Yesterday, I think, you know, I stepped out to get a few grocery stuff, and just from the store down the road, and, you know, they had to use the old school pen and paper way. And I was just like, you know, get into it. It just felt like it's normal for me. You know, I just walked in there and I knew, I saw the pen and paper, I saw the sanitizer, I immediately took the sanitizer, you know, rubbed my hands for 20 seconds. It's just there. I didn't need someone to tell me, you need to do this, sir, you need to do that, sir. You know, I just took the sanitizer, 20 seconds, take the pen, I knew what to write, you know, name, phone number, and, you know, the temperature when they checked. And, you know, the lady was actually like, wow, thanks for, you know, just without me informing, you're doing. And I was like, isn't this the norm? Yeah, and I realized, wow, things have really changed.
In 2 months, yeah.
In less than 2 months, actually.
So I think for me, hygiene, I like the fact that, you know, all of us now are more cautious and we're washing our hands more frequently and we're really taking care of our hygiene better now. And I hope this is something that continues post-COVID.
Right.
You know, we don't just forget and then be careless later on.
Even wiping down tables and desks and, you know, door handles and stuff like that. Yeah, like, you know, our desk, right? Every time when we leave the office, we try, like, yeah, let's just, you know, sanitize it.
And we're also thinking about doing it for others as well, yeah, right? Yeah. You know, we're not just doing it just before we start, but we're doing it for the others who are going to come in later as well. So, you know, thinking of others during this time, that's another thing,
right? That it becomes standard practice. For me, it's meetings, right? I just, you know, there was sometimes you just need to go to meetings and all that. And people say, okay, obviously you can't meet, so you do a lot more meetings over phone or Zoom or what have you. So much time. It's saved, right? And it's like you get down to business and none of that, I've got to find a park and I'm going to find all this and then none of that. No,
It's also none of those small talks before the meeting actually happens. Like, you know, when you get in there and then, you know, hey, do you want like some curry puffs or, whatever. You know, do you want a drink? Yeah. Do you want a coffee? Yeah. And then you have a chit chat over the coffee machine before you actually get into the meeting. Right. Now, if you have an online meeting at 3 p.m., you are online meeting at 3 p.m.
And you want to get in and get out as quickly as possible.
I understand, like, you know, when you know, things improve, yes, you need to do that one-on-one, maybe first time, you know, so at least you know that person face-to-face. Then after that, subsequently, we can do meetings over Zoom. You know, it doesn't have to be all the time anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So that, yes, for sure.
And I know a lot of people have also said, like, working from home could probably be some norm. We know a few companies in the US have already said that all their employees, you know, I think Twitter is one of them, all their employees can work from home for the rest of the year, even if, you know, there is, I guess, the ease of lockdowns that's happening in the US. Like, even if they're allowed to go back to the office, these companies have decided, you want to work from home? Just work from home.
Because it's brought upon this realization that you don't need to have people, actual physical people in the office to get work done. Mm. And it's also helped us to kind of consolidate tasks in teams as well. Right. So you're actually working a lot smarter now, not just working hard.
After this, though, we'll talk about something that a few countries are testing it out. And, you know, I will picture you a different world and to see if this is something even feasible. And that is the, you know, digital immunity passport. You know, is this something that we could possibly see in the near future? Mm. You know, where, you know, the term Big Brother is looking over you, right? So we could be living in that sort of norm and that could be the new norm. That we live in the future. Stay tuned. Get in touch with us. We're asking you, what would you like to see in a post-COVID world? Get in touch. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and we'll be right back with your messages. BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you, what would you like to see continue post-COVID-19? Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. What do we have on WhatsApp or Twitter? Which one do we want to go first? WhatsApp?
Oh, we can go with WhatsApp. Yeah. Okay, so here we've got from Loko Yuan, said, no more insane traffic.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I would love for that to continue too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, like, it's everything else. Like, when things open, you know, that will come back again. From Ro here, he said, I like to see people washing their hands as often as they do now, respecting personal space, giving animals and nature a chance to coexist peacefully and not driving or flying as much to keep the area breathe clean. So in other words, everything MCO minus the virus.
So we've heard about stories about otters and turtles and the dolphins all coming back. Right. And it's
there was
been
also
great.
A part of Wales where goats took over the streets. Yeah, in Wales.
They've come to claim what is theirs.
And they were confused. How are we, you know, being able to roam around the streets where no one's actually stopping us? And people are recording from their homes and it's like, there's a bunch of them just walking down the streets and looking very confused as well.
Oh, how cool. I'm going to go look up that video. Looking at Twitter, we've got a couple of comments. This is from Ninja W, who says, the brand new restaurant setup for clients to eat happily and worry-free. I guess more space between tables and such.
That'd be nice.
Debonair says, work from home. And that's my full name. Echoes that and says, yes, love that option. The pandemic shows work still gets done without having warm bodies in the office.
You know, a lot of offices used to have, like, you try to cram in as many people as you can. You know, we moved to Manarakan because our previous office is just too tight for 70 people. We moved to this new office, which is in double in size, but still maintain 70 over staff. But it's still feels like, wow, you know, we're too close. Like, yeah,
we could use more space.
Yeah, but and now I think, you know, people have to rethink as well, especially when you have like, you know, your open working concept and stuff, right? So maybe there has some change, or there will be some change moving on in the future. On Instagram, you know, it's continuing the work from home flexibilities. And there's one which I think it's actually pretty interesting. Vicky says DIY home cooking kits.
Anything DIY now is, I hope it continues, because most of us are cooking more at home and we're doing maybe crafts with our kids.
You know, yes.
Just doing more stuff with our hands and, you know, getting... you were actually thinking about servicing your own aircon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I was very close to completing it until I realized I don't have some of the pipes and the replacement parts to do so. Mm. So I needed the aircon man to come in and, you know, help me to I guess, continue or complete my servicing request. But yeah, it's like DIY kits. I love it. My girlfriend's picked up painting and she says, like, you know, maybe in the future when we move to a different house, we can use this painting for the living room. So I was like, why not? Save money. I don't need to buy an expensive painting.
And also, wasn't it Tea Life that came up with your own
DIY bubble
tea kit? You know, you could get to, you know, enjoy bubble tea at home.
My Burger Lab with their DIY burger where you can make at home your own My Burger Lab. Arf is like a, you know, I think he bought the entire stock, you know, probably. But there are things that I, you know, despite we know it's not easy for everyone, but there are certain things where I guess it's worth noting that maybe this could be some of the lessons that we're learning. Washing hands, right? The hygiene aspect. I love how people are saying that, yeah, you know, I hope that people continue to be, you know, I guess, you know, very hygiene centric in washing their hands all the time, or keeping your desk clean, or the place that you eat clean. Now people are very, you know, concern in particular, and you get the stares when you go into a restaurant and you don't use the sanitizer to fill in the forms. You get those visual stares and you go like, wow, did you just touch the pen without sanitizing? Mm. Because even though you sanitize in the car, but no one has seen you sanitizing in the car, right? So you get that visual judgment. So now a lot of people are more alert of what it takes to actually be clean. And you need to be seen doing it as well. So but I feel like there's one area that I know in Evening Edition they discussed recently, and that is the contact tracing. And that is one of the ways that many governments, not just Malaysia, I know in the US, in the UK, even in Singapore, have implemented. And to some extent, it hasn't really been a success. You know, even not just Malaysia, but every other country. I've read few reports over the night, and it's saying that a lot of these contact tracing apps, they don't seem to work really well, simply because they just don't have the mass number of people downloading it and using it. But if we look at China a few years ago, we've talked about how they had the social credit score where everything is monitored. Even if you were to jaywalk, you will get a fine almost immediately and your photo will be up on the nearest billboard to show everyone that you have actually, you know, jaywalked and, you know,
we will shame you.
And it's public shaming. To that extent, though, I mean, that's the extreme part. But if you take that idea of being able to use every single data that you generate and put it into an app where it's ideal world, it's fully secure, there will be no leaks, again, ideal world, and you use that as some sort of like your immunity passport. There are a few countries who have been toying with it. There are, I think, a few companies as well in the US and in the UK who have been trying to pitch this idea. Of course, they're met with many criticisms in terms of the privacy worries. That's the number one. There's also the worry of maybe, you know, trying to just convince the governments that, you know, it is an ideal way of doing this and the protections is there and so on and so forth. But taking temperatures alone, that what we're doing now is just not good enough.
Yeah.
You could be an asymptomatic carrier of the disease, right? Of the virus itself. So imagine even after post-COVID-19, we have found a vaccine, there may be other viruses that we just don't have the vaccine. Mm. And we don't want to go back to this situation where we have to put the world on a pause mode. So perhaps with how handphones are being so attached to us. Maybe the idea of having these immunity passports could be a reality if we could work out the kinks. So imagine where you have this app on your phone. It detects your temperature. It detects where you've been. It's just like Google. You know, if you go onto Google Maps, you can see your history of where you've been, even though you didn't key any entry into it. It just knows. It even knows where you parked your car because Waze tracks all that. So imagine if all of these made available to your employer when you go back to work. You know, for example, where you just scan a QR code, it's just like how you would make payments with your Boost or Touch and Go or Grab, whatever e-wallets that you have. You just open up the app, show the QR code, put it through the scanner, and it will say, yep, you're all good. And why you're all good is because you've been, you know, practicing physical distancing, you've not been to any red zone areas, your temperature has been stable over the last 7 days or 14 days, whatever it takes to curb this virus and future viruses, right? Maybe that's a, I know it's a far-fetched dream. I know this is something that probably Matt Armitage would love to discuss and dissect about the, you know, the worries and the positives around this, but I feel maybe, just maybe, there could be a way where we give up a little bit more of our information, because I think we already have.
Yeah, they already know everything anyway.
Sometimes maybe know way too much than we do, right? Like we always have this joke, oh, you know, Google and Facebook knows what we're going to buy even before we think of buying it. But when it comes to downloading these apps, we still face that resistance.
I think it's a you win some, you lose some. You know, you got to give up your data in order to have certain freedoms. Like if we had something like this, it would just allow us to go back to living our lives like usual. You know, maybe 90% of it. But because like we're talking about how the world inevitably is going to change, but there are some things that are going to stick. You know, that's why we're asking you about, you know, if temperature checks are going to be something new. But maybe this is just a small bit of well, leeway that we just have to give in a little bit just to be able to have more of that normalcy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Do we continue walking around in masks?
That's the thing. But you know, if we had something like this and we are risk-free and we can prove that we are risk-free without having to, you know, constantly write down your name, your mobile number, your IC number, you know, everywhere you go, and you know, without having all this hassle, being able not to wear a mask by just allowing your phone to track everything that you do and how you're feeling every day, you know, that's, I think it's a small price for freedom.
Before you start commenting on privacy concerns and Big Daddy, we understand, we're just talking about what an ideal world, you know, in a world where none of these data breaches would happen, where we won't get betrayed and we won't be pushed an ad where we, you know, accidentally buy this and then the product is not very good. You know, we won't have those kind of mistakes. In an ideal world, that would be pretty amazing. But, you know, like face masks, actually, it's an interesting point. I remember reading an article how in America, you know, face masks has always been deemed as, there's a stigma around it. If you're wearing a face mask, means you're sick. But in China, it's a very different thing. You're wearing face masks, it just means,
Because
of the pollution. But even in cities in China, and they know, and some of the cities have actually been really, you know, very well maintained in their pollution, has actually decreased.
Right.
But they still wear a face mask because, you know, you're riding on a motorbike, you know, around the streets, you still get, you know, inhale fumes from the cars and the bikes next to you. So how do you do that? But in certain countries, face mask just means, ooh, are you sick?
Right.
So there's also that stigma. Maybe now, you know, it may change. Maybe now you may see someone wearing a face mask and go like, oh, wow, you're just being precaution and you're probably taking care of me, because the face mask is not mostly for you, it's for me.
Yeah. So like when the pandemic started, we started to see that difference between the way we behaved with face masks in Asia and how it was in Europe, especially. Yes. So in Asia, we all wear the face mask to kind of protect ourselves. But in Europe, when you see someone wearing a face mask, you wouldn't see everybody in a face mask, just a couple of them. And they're just basically, it's just assumed that if you're wearing a face mask, you're ill.
Yeah.
You know, but now all of a sudden, even in Europe and in the States, everyone is wearing face masks as a protective measure. So that's already something that's changed over these past two months.
A friend of mine was commenting, think that one day that he would go to a bank with a mask asking for money and it'd be okay.
and we'll leave it just there. Remember, we're asking you, what would you like to see continue in a post-COVID-19 world? Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll continue in just a moment, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.